Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this, the first day of August. Wow, August already. And for some of you, that means school begins soon. For others of you, there are still a full 30 days or more of summer. Where I live, we've been experiencing some very high temperatures. And as I mentioned yesterday, my wife and I live near a huge housing development under construction. Oh my, those hardworking men and women out in this hot sun. I'm sure they've learned how important frequent breaks, lots of water, and shade from the brutal sun are vital to not succumbing to heat stroke. But today, let's look more deeply at how to avoid spiritual heat stroke as you and I live our lives in an increasingly challenging world. Yesterday, we began looking at some strong words from Paul, who is writing his first letter to young Christians in the big Greek city of Corinth in the year 54 AD. Paul is talking about the spiritual construction project God is trying to accomplish in each of us. Let's hear Paul's words again and then dig into them. No one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. Paul is making a declaration here that history has proven to be very sure. Every person builds their life on some foundation. And normally, that foundation is their values. We get our values from the family we grew up in, the friends we've allowed to influence us, the education we've received, and the experiences we've had in life. Values. What are yours? And what people or things have most influenced the development of your personal values? Paul is declaring God and His truth, specifically Jesus Christ, God the Son, and all Jesus is, the truth Jesus taught, all Jesus accomplished with His atonement, death, and resurrection, His ascension, His current reign over all things in heaven, and the future Jesus promises, all of that is the very best life foundation a person can have. Building your life on Jesus and everything about Jesus builds a solid life, a hope-filled life, a life of purpose and great potential. Building your life on anything or anyone else is high risk and may end up leading to disaster. Do you remember Jesus said, "Everyone who hears my words and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had a sure foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." Matthew 7. Very clear, isn't it, my friends? As you and I look around, whatever city we call home, it should not be difficult to see these words in living reality, in the people whose lives are strong in the storms of life, and those whose lives are falling apart. It's often a matter of their foundation, isn't it? So, is Jesus Christ your sure, solid, sustaining foundation, or are you building your life on someone or something else? Whatever that is, you'll find it to be as unreliable as sand, which easily washes away with the rain. So Paul continues, "If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work." 1 Corinthians 3:12 and 13. Paul uses the various possible building materials as examples of all the things we do in life which build our personal character, our reputation, and our legacy. Some things we do are very valuable to building on a good foundation for us and all those who know us. Some things we do, however, prove to be worthless or actually harmful, destructive to our character, our reputation, and our legacy. But watch this, friends. We each build our lives with how we live each and every day. Every choice, every action, every attitude, every word. When Paul speaks of a day which will bring all things to light, he's talking about a very specific day, which is why the word is capitalized in your Bible. The final day of reckoning for all of us. The judgment day of the Lord. And the light, of course, is God's searchlight of undeniable, inescapable truth. Hebrews 4:13 describes it this way: nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Accountability is a recurring theme with Paul as he writes his letters to new Christians in cities and towns all across the Roman Empire. Why? Because then, as now, too many people live their lives with a variety of false assumptions. How about this one? As long as my choices and actions don't break the laws of my country, or at least I'm not arrested, then I'm doing just fine. Or how about this one? As long as my choices and actions don't hurt anyone else, I have the freedom to do whatever I want. Or how about this idea? This life is all there is, so I may as well live it to the absolute fullest, whatever that means for me, anytime, anywhere, and let the chips fall where they may. Can you see the fallacy in each of these philosophies of life, my friends? God says the standard by which He holds the human race accountable is His standard of holy perfection in every area of our lives. As you and I build our life stories every day, God is not only sustaining our lives, God is watching to see what we do with every hour He gives us. Paul wrote these words to the Roman Christians: all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3. Earlier in Romans 3, Paul quotes from Psalm 14 and 53, which say, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one." I'm sure you've learned long ago that your opinion and mine does not affect truth. Our belief or disbelief, our acceptance or rejection, our affirmation or denial of something does not affect its objective truthfulness, its reality. That's why God's words are so important, and we must take them at full face value. God is creator and sustainer of all He has created. God defines truth for all He has created. God watches carefully to see how mankind, individually and collectively, are using our God-given ability to gather information and think, our God-given freedom to make choices, and our God-given ability to act on these choices. Psalm 33 even says, God looks deeper into our hearts, evaluating our motives. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From His dwelling place, God watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all considers everything they do. Psalm 33, 13 to 15. King David gave these words of wisdom to his son Solomon as he was ascending to the throne of Israel. My son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father, and serve God with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind your thoughts. 1 Chronicles 28:9. So my friends, in closing today, can we see Paul's admonition that each day we live is another day of the construction project of our lives? We are building on the foundation we choose for ourselves. We build our character, our reputation, with every choice. The Holy Spirit of God wants to help us build a God-honoring life. But the devil and the world in which we live will do anything to draw us to building a dysfunctional life for ourselves and a life which harms others, especially our families. So let's pause today. What construction materials do you most value as you build your life? God's Word, the Bible, as your life truth? Honesty, reliability, trustworthiness, self-discipline, self-control, patience, compassion? Here's a song to help us consider how we are building on the foundation we've chosen.